AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the last day of the long Labor Day holiday weekend, and lots of swimmers and surfers are going to be staying out of the water again today in resort areas along the East Coast because of Hermine. Jim Derrick owns a shop in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He feels for disappointed vacationers.
People plan to come down here for this weekend for, the whole year. This is their vacation. So it's not just us losing that, but then, you know, everyday families didn't get a chance to do their vacation for the year.
Tropical storm watches and warnings are in effect from Maryland to Massachusetts. The National Hurricane Center's John Kangelowski.
Hermine is a post-tropical cyclone. Maximum winds are near 70 miles an hour, and it's located about 300 miles southeast of the eastern tip of Long Island.
The National Hurricane Center. No breakthrough in China, where President Obama and the Russian President Vladimir Putin have been trying to figure out what to do about the civil war in Syria. A top Obama administration official says they have agreed to keep up negotiations over a ceasefire agreement. Our Josh Litterman is in China.
Negotiations between the U.S. and Russia have been going on for weeks to try to end the violence in Syria, but they've really picked up in the past few days here in China. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov have been trying to hammer out a deal, but they have been unable to get there so far.
Meanwhile, a string of bombings around Syria has killed at least 38 people. North Korea has fired what appears to be three medium-range missiles that traveled over 600 miles and landed near Japan. Pyongyang appears to be showing force, timed to coincide with the Group of 20 economic summit in China, according to officials in South Korea. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will each be in Cleveland on this Labor Day campaigning, the latest in the presidential race. This is AP Radio News. Can't decide who to vote for in November? Former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says if you're thinking about voting for the Libertarian or Green Party candidates, think about this.
Either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is going to become president of the United States. And there is no question to my mind that Hillary Clinton is far, far, far and away the superior candidate. Look at the issues.
Bernie Sanders on Meet the Press. 9 weeks from Election Day, the electoral math favors Hillary Clinton, but some preference polls released last week suggest the race between Clinton and Donald Trump may be tightening at this point. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The top weekend movie, the horror thriller Don't Breathe, is about the home invasion of a blind man. Suicide Squad was the movie that came in second. Two other movies bombed this weekend, the horror flick Morgan and Hands of Stone. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.